Beginning of Daf in the sense about becoming the Chafav, beginning of Menal, beginning of Tesmata, beginning of the Gemara, it's like a regular person with his awareness, which Parashat Kondraj explains, because the Dashchina Eka, because you have the awareness of the divine presence. Which Tesh says, because it's difficult, because the Shalim Yedaitai, this that we say, when it's another person's awareness, love Davka, it's not precise. El Orchid Masanaka, just picking that's the norm of when it takes effect. But the same would be if he knows we'd have the same halacha. So what's this saying? Kehedit midas. Rather, it seems kehedit midas dami kolim. What does that mean to say? That that shchina ika, that is the awareness of the divine presence. Shalai yehana adam alay meila. That a person will not have benefit without committing meila. That's what it means. That there's going to be, and as some bring that that's actually explicit in Rashi himself in Bamitzit Tzavik Tesamet Beis, the maschal kehedit that he says this idea. Shehekdish munach. Limol chol haba, ve'in moich biyod ve'chman amet man demetani limol ve'chman yod. Hashem knows, and it's on that that we're saying that it's midas, like to say that yeah, there's going to be meila if you do this. Like this, master begin with the word zigmara, biyavul hu liyasm debemut, and they gave to the orphan a little bit, which Tosfos qualifies machm lekein. Therefore, bechayiv l'shal mashenena. So therefore, actually, you're going to have to be obligated to pay all that the benefit was, even though the loss wasn't so much. That's we see this in the whole sugi, like we said previously, on the chafam abeis mishum shacharus dashiyosa, because the walls get black. That's not such a big loss. So you have to pay for the whole rental for that whole in duration. Yeah, because there is ultimately a yesh chaser, and therefore you have to pay for the yesh hana. Next, this has to bring the Gemara b'machzeres. We're talking about where it turned its head. Pishbukon just Rashi explains the Dafka b'machzeres. That's specifically when it turns its head. That's when Yechayiv b'tzid erachava. Avalach b'lechiz. But if it ate without turning its head, k'gan shetzid erachava. For example, let's say the sides of the street bolt and stick out v'achlam into isablita, and it's eating in the street from what sticks out into the street. Meshalem is meshalem. Then you're only going to pay what the benefit is, because that's considered orche. It's considered as the regular shein b'shus harab. Now, Bepesh Achash Rashi, another interpretation of Rashi, Pirashi explains the Machzeres, the reason why Yechayev, when you turn your head, is Chayev Bishm Karen. My bill is actually because of Karen, because the Mishunah, it's actually abnormal for it to turn its head. And therefore, that's why Yechayev Mishutram, because it's Karen and not Shein. So I say, because of Pirashi, now it's difficult to his interpretation, because the Elamina, and previously the Gemara said on the Fchaf and Meralf, even the Orche Lamechel Lifto, since it's normal for it to eat the bread, Orche Namelis Ruchabal Lamechel, it's normal for it to also climb up. So Chanami, you're also Orche Lachazer, it's normal to turn its head. Because obviously, if it's normal to eat, it's going to turn its head. If it's climbing up, for sure, it's going to turn its head. And even to go up on the sides of the street, which is higher up. But like Morba, another difficulty is the Meshlemes Meshazik and Mashman Ezek Shalom. The terminology pays what the damage sounds like. It's the full damage. According to Rashi, it's Karen B'chatzin Ezek. But Morba, the Mashman Samach, it sounds shortly from the Gemara that the chiyuv the mekatzim makom l'shazrabim, that the liability of leaving place from your area, which is what the Gemara later is hanacha is, to the public domain, is kichid machzer, is the same liability as turning the head, and that's nezik shalom. So it seems like here also would be nezik shalom, not Karen. So when the reader appears to the read the tzidur chava, that the reason of the sides of the street is because chashibu chatzer hanezik, it's considered as the victim's domain. Because everyone has permission to put his produce connected Pesach Beisai opposite the entry of his house, between the and the side of the street. Now, according to Rav, that even if where the animal could eat by turning its head, still it's considered the victim's domain. And therefore, it's not the time chain. They're becoming liable for the full damages because of shame, because it's not considered b'shus nizik. But according to Shmuel, where the animal could eat by just turning its head, that's considered as the public domain, and therefore it's going to be potter because of shame b'shus haram. Next, this master begins with Gemara in Pesach Hachanus, from the entry of the store. So, Tosfos trying to explain why is it that you're potter? Why is it mashananus? Isn't a Hachanus a rishus anizik? So he explains in Trisa Hachanuyas. It's actually the shutters of the stores. Shemanich lefnei Hachanuyas that they put in front of the stores because Shapaisnayas when they open them up, and there's champagne. They put the produce over there, and therefore it would be only mashananus. Continue next test master begin the Gemara mashananus what the benefit was. Now Leirutz Lahamad, the Gemara did not want to explain that the opening of the store sticks out into the street, and that it could eat without turning its head. The Maidir Rav the Potter, that Rav would agree that you're going to be Potter, but it's not normal for the store to stick out so much into the street to be able to say that that it would be as a regular shem b'shus haram. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara, the Kaim Karen Zavis. So we're saying that it was by the corner. So Taisa explains, for example, when you have an alleyway that turns, like Mamisa, when you come to the bend, before it turns to the other direction, it eats from the opening of the store that's facing it, without turning its head. And that's why it's going to be this halacha. Now, inside the store, yeah, you pay what the damage was. Although here also the eating is without turning its head, because that's the chatzan is igmam shabbat. That unlike the pesach chatzan, this is literally from the victim's domain. I mean, if it's orchei for sure, then you're going to pay that shein b'shusan nizik. Now, bishami bishami hach percham. Actually, in the Yerushalmi, they answer this question me pesach chachanos regarding the halacha of the opening of the store. Alibud Rav according to Rav, at kagoyin shoy chamur ton gedim. Interesting case. That's talking about with a donkey who was carrying goats on it. B'shasam idasei. And when the donkey was stopping, was standing, or passing, the goat stuck out their necks and they ate. So, according to the Rashi explains the sugya, which we previously mentioned, it makes sense. Because you're right, regarding the donkey, if it eats when it turns its head, that's chashav karen, that's mishona, that's considered karen. But regarding the goats, that they're eating normally because they're facing, they're perpendicular, chashav karen is considered shame. But according to the read that we quoted in the previous tais, what you have to say is the whatever the kid goats could reach and to eat, that's going to be considered even for the donkey they cannot eat without turning his head because their limits pushing it to say regarding the donkey it's considered the victim's domain. But regarding the kid goats it's considered public domain. And therefore, since for the gidoyim it's considered that it's orche, so to even for the chamor it's going to be considered as orche, and that's how it answers the question. Next is master begin with the gemara. Keep pligi be mekatzim makom hu. So what's the makalik is regarding when you're leaving area that you set aside from your property that for the public domain. Which comes to Shalai, where he gathered in his area within his own property line. But he left from his own property for the people from the public. Now, it's not talking about where he actually was declared ownerless his property, because that would be the case of government, that would be a full fledged public domain. And of course, it would be chay. No, rather, he left for himself, where he's allowed to go ahead and spread out his pears. Now, but as long as he doesn't have his pears over there, he lets people from the street to walk over there. That's the Gemara comes out and explains the is the Rab Dam and the Choshev Shem Rishus Ram. The Rab says that it's Potter, it's considered Shem Rishus Ram. Even if the animal cannot eat without turning its head, because the Loi Domil Machazech is a Besidra Chabad Chayb. It's not comparable to someone that turns his head to the side of the street that's going to be Chayb. Because the Tzidra Chava, the sides of the street in Gevoyim, they're higher up. Rechavim, they're wider, Mavdalim, and then they're separated from the Rishus Ram. And therefore, v'chashuv mechatzan nizik. You're right, that's considered as the victim's property. Av mechatzan makom, but setting aside area, shavu Rishus Ram, it's the same height as the street. And therefore, it's going to have the same halacha as Shem Rishus Ram, even if it has to turn its head to get to it. Whereas the Shmuel HaMachayev says, no, the Emel Eitz is going to be chayev, Shem Shapesim Melacha B'shusek, because ultimately, the produce is in his domain. It's going to be considered as the victim's property, even though the animal has permission to go near it, but still it's his property, and therefore the owner of the animal is going to be chayv. Next, just must begin this gemara. The Rav holds by b'shus chayv. A pit in his property is chayv. That if someone builds a pit in his property and he gives permission for people to go over there, he's going to be chayv for this bar. Now, l'kach pater, that's why the mazik is pater, who ate this person's quote unquote bar, the pears. Because the chashim can make kar bar, it's like digging a pit. Why? Shem hochel could behem a boy some pears. If an animal would have slipped on those produce, chayiv, he would be chayiv, like a bar, like we're saying, even though he made it in his own rishos, in his mafkin. Whoever comes first could grab it and merit it, and therefore his animal could eat it. Could then takol b'shas ram, like any stumbling block in the public domain, because the bishop begins like Rashi explains. Now, behem a sha'achle p'tura, and therefore the animal eats, is going to be potted. Rabbi Tamei, Rabbi goes according to his reasoning. Dam Pekam Nechle says later on the Vlaman Beis, Zochu you have rights, Bein Begufan, Bein Beshvachan, whether in the thing itself or whether in any other secondary benefits that it creates. Now, so says Bein Begufan, don't wonder, Eich Miftimi Peiris, as it contains in the base. Penimium, how could you exempt from the inner produce, Levitical, which is not a stumbling block? Because the kim the yeshu shusl bnei rishus sham lecha sham, since the people in the street have permission to go over, they can change some place when there's no produce. Imkin gashit chitzayim, so it comes out when they take the outer ones, nim tzepanim simukl rishus ram, comes out that the inner ones are near the rishus ram. The figure called maximum kol nizachah, whoever takes possession of them, they're all considered as takalos, and once you get the outer ones, then the inner ones become the outer ones, and therefore they're all. Yeah, you're not going to be chayav for eating any of them. Now, this we learn the Mishnah, the Teicher Chama, when it eats from the street, Mishlam is mentioned, then the owner wants to pay what benefit it has. But look, Omar, so why doesn't the Gemara say the Batur, that the reason why exempt is Matam the Kolakam Zalcha, for this reason that, because whoever comes first can merit in it. That's the thesis, because Meir is talking, Shalinosim, Mishnah, Ram, Kedil Ashpiach, because it wasn't put there to become better, because this whole Alokha, the Lakansa Gufay, that then they even penalize the body itself. It's only because of the shvach, like the Gemara sounds like later on that lamam base. Therefore, it didn't say this reason of kol kohen zacha because it actually wouldn't be applicable in that case. Now, because Rav appears there. Now, the Rav finds it difficult with in this interpretation that we said. The Rav amasnin koy. Rav is going on the Mishnah. Bamman he says loishan we didn't learn this halacha el b'machzeres. This that we said that tzidur chabigin michay mashazika is only when it turns its head. B'mkein that's the case. Rav nami ari b'shloim naslash b'yachz. Then you just told me the case of the Mishnah. Is not for shvach. You didn't put it to make it better. Therefore, the mission didn't say this. They have kol kohen zacha. But then Rab also is talking about b'shloim nosel hashbiach. They didn't put it to make it better. But you just told me that's how you just explained the halacha of Rab. Well, more, but the Gemara that he says ela peiris. So the Gemara says, oh, but fruits hakachazile that he sees, and therefore that's different than the case of the bar. But v'ibar labadaite. But if the bar is without his awareness, so peiris not malabadaite. So what actually is the difference that he's saying between peiris and the bar? If you're coming from the halacha of the mazik of the tekala, like concerning it like a bar. So nearly refarish, it appears to me to explain the Rav Sava, Rav held bar b'shus echayiv. Now this that we say that you make a bar in your shus, you can make chayiv. The geshevke b'shus of leivke bar. Right? What happens is so when you mafke your shus, you not mafke your bar. Nuffled by Shar, and now the ox falls inside of it. Loimotsa Amalei, he cannot tell him, Turi Bibiroi, my boy, what's your ox doing in my pit? What do you mean? Of course he's in your pit. The Einon Yechel Tamsa Kolkach, a person cannot be so precise, Kishalevi Bishaz Ram, that when he's passing by in the street, Shalekhans Bishaz Rim, that he shouldn't go in other people's properties. Lafikach, and therefore, the idea is, Lahoy Lelekar Bari Mam Shalekhans Ram, he shouldn't have made his pit so close to the street. Bahanami Petura. And so, therefore, the same thing applies in our case. The owner of the animal that ate the fruits is also potter. You should not have kept your produce so close to the street, because the people in the street cannot be so careful. You know, you're allowed to eat what's in the street, and your property is right there. You shouldn't have put your peiris right over there. Now, Shmuel Machayev, Shmuel holds note that he's going to be chayev. Why? For this logic of that, yeah, you shouldn't have put your fruit so close to the street, in lifter, that's not a reason to exempt the owner of the animal that ate it. Because the owner of the produce could put his stuff right near. And began balabar yochalismach. That's why he said lishitasim in that halacha, that the owner of the pit also could put it right near. That's what the Gemara originally assumed. On the Bedoch, the Gemara rejects and says, no, the Ba'alma that in general, potter rab, you could say rab holds that you're potter. But here we could tell him, nihidachim masaska, amalei to rabbi b'vai my boy, although if it gets damaged, you could say, what's your ox doing in my pit? But you cannot obligate me, says the owner of the animal, to eat his peiris. But my the makadavas lepeiris b'shusaram, just said you peiris so close to the street. Right, although in general, that there's no awareness when he falls into the bar, and therefore the owner of the pit's going to be chayiv. He cannot say this to say, okay, therefore I'm going to be exempt when I eat up your fruits. Lemift behema to exempt the animal. Because Shabbagavan Achlasan. Here it did it with intent, it ate it, and therefore that's why he held that you're going to obligate the owner of the animal that ate this guy's pears.